And so now is the time to just settle your body now. Let yourself become as comfortable as you can, adjusting in a way that allows for that comfort, and knowing that you can comfort at any time throughout, even more so if need be. And then just for a moment, as your body settles, eyes are closed. Just become aware of that breath of yours, that normal, natural rhythm of your breathing as it moves in and out of your body. And as you become aware of that, let's appreciate that breath of yours. And then let's take a few moments for those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. And these deeper breaths then do send the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. Now is the time for comfort and calm and peacefulness, to reinforce positives already received, and to allow for more positive thoughts and ideas, suggestions and images that help you to flow forward with your life. So as your breathing settles down again to its normal, natural inhale and exhale, bring your attention to your feet. And let's invite and allow and give yourself the opportunity to draw this comfortable, calm sensation all around and all through you, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs, each and every breath releasing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And by becoming aware of this comfort all around and all through, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this calm comfort moves up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Upwards through the chest as a nurturing warm sensation follows right along with the calm comfort, a nurturing warmth that fills your chest with such a good feeling all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you, the nurturing, the warmth, the calm, and the comfort. Upwards in through the shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top, unwinding, untangling, releasing, letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And those shoulders becoming more flexible now. And as this warmth and nurturing sensation allows you to drift even deeper, the deeper you go, the more calm comfort you begin to feel. And the more calm comfort you begin to feel, the deeper you go. Down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. The goals you're reaching for inevitably become yours accomplished because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. And as you turn your attention to the back area, allowing this calm comfort to flow across that upper back, down your spine, strengthening that spine of yours, middle back releasing, and then deeper and lower, lower back releasing now, each breath taking you deeper. All the muscles, tissues, fibers of the back area are soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And now from lower back, let's send this comforting all the way down the back side of the body to the feet again. And just let your whole being become saturated in the calm comfort that you're already noticing. And now as you place your attention again at the base of your neck, flowing this calm comfort up over the back of your head, all around the crown of your head, down over your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids gently, softly, heavy. Your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now taking one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in. Allow yourself to become twice as comfortable as you already are. And just finding the way to drift even deeper now by allowing yourself the sense of this image of you at the top of your symbolic staircase, an image of you in radiant health. And noticing the look and the feel of that image of yours in radiant health. And what you notice? Just the right skin tone. Perhaps some twinkling eyes. A soft smile. Relaxed in stance. Comfortable, peaceful you, owning this radiantly healthy image and claiming it to be yours. And let's reinforce that along with this calm comfort that flows with you. Every step down reinforces these ideas with the left foot first at 20, going down 19. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper and deeper, all negatives have completely dissipated and disintegrated, and there's this feeling of calm comfort that has increased deeply within you. And somehow you're knowing that you're in the positive domain, on your positive path, and the door of your imagination opens a little wider for you to step forward onto a path that is moving you towards something wondrous. You've heard tell, because it's been said before, that it does exist, this mystical, magical garden. And just as you're stepping onto the path, you kind of feel that radiating crystal of yours sort of alerting you that you are on the right path for today, for it's June all over, and we're blooming, and it's time to go to that mystical, magical garden. Now, the crystal that's radiating, whether it's in your pocket, in your hand, or around your neck, has a special sort of look to it, has a special kind of feel to it. And it's radiating, letting you know, yes, this is your journey today to find the mystical, magical garden. It's been said it's way up on top of Misty Mountain. So you're on the path and you're noticing everything and anything with any or all of your senses. For this is a new way, and the crystal is yours to help guide you, assist you if you need it to be. If there's something you want to know more about, you can shine the crystal on it. It gives you information. If there's something that you're wondering about and not too sure about, the crystal will help you, assist you in any way that you might need it to. So with that knowledge, knowing there's a light that you carry that will always show you the way, even if you walk through darker forests to find your way upward and onward. And you know, it's funny about this path going to Misty Mountain, because already you might have noticed there's kind of an incline that you're slightly sloping upward to Misty Mountain. For that's where the mystical, magical garden is. But you know, this path that right now is sloping up upward, sometimes it just all of a sudden goes straight forward, like you're on a straightaway path and not curving around, moving up the mountain. And yet, even the straightaway path is leading you up the mountain to the mystical, magical garden. So on the way, you're wondering about all this, and perhaps some of the questions you might have in your mind about what you will find today are already sort of coming up inside of you. For it is a beautiful day for a walk out in nature. And you are noticing it all, what you see, what you hear. You've got your crystal, certain fragrances, and somewhere there's the sound of a brook lapping. And as you make your way forward, you are wondering what you will find. On top of Misty Mountain, in the mystical, magical garden that might be just the right information for you today, and to experience it in such a way that is completely and thoroughly yours and completely and thoroughly empowering for you. So moving forward now on the straightaway, yet still knowing you're going up to Misty Mountain, you might begin to wonder, what will it be like? Well, there is a guardian at the gate, a very special guardian at the gate, because this particular guardian at the gate on top of Misty Mountain that lets you into the mystical, magical garden also tends this garden. So he's kind of special himself. He's the gardener that's also the guardian. And there's something more about him, some sort of mystical person himself. So one may wonder how it's going to be. And so then now next you find yourself circling around the path out of a straightaway coming up. It's almost like you're wondering, oh, am I getting closer? Because yes, now the mist seems to be all around you, as though it's kind of come in around you, and you're wondering now. But you know you are safe and secure. You have your crystal to carry you forward. Maybe it needs to light your way if you're coming through some misty experience. And what is there about this mist that might be giving you some sort of information? Perhaps if you did shine your crystal forward, something might clarify for you specifically in the mist. You know what it's like to be sort of fogged in and then to all of a sudden get clarity because the fog or the mist lifts. Shine your crystal, and what you might be looking for becomes clearer for you as you find your way through the mist of Misty Mountain. And as you continue finding your way now, you begin to see the mist clear, and you're lifted up. And now you begin to notice how walking this path has pulled you right up through the mist easily and effortlessly. And something is coming in clearer for you, crystal clearer for you, in a way that becomes yours and known to you specifically. Now, somewhere in you has this knowing, whether it's fully represented to you right at this moment, it does become clear for you at some point. It may come in a dream at night or just in a few more moments from now, but it will come. The clarity you've been seeking comes to you. And just then, as you slope up a little bit more, you can see that at about 10 paces from here, there is this guardian at the gate that leads to the mystical, magical garden. And so you're wondering about the guardian. Seems like a friendly sort. That's good. When you get closer, He wants to shake your hand and hand you an envelope with your name on it. An envelope with your name on it. And he wishes you well as the gate opens and you walk through. Entering the beginning of the garden on top of Misty Mountain. And you pause for a moment and open the envelope. And with it, there are some particular instructions to look for the flower of importance to you. That in this garden, this mystical, magical garden, there is a flower of importance to you. And that when you find it, you allow yourself a pause to discover something more about this flower of importance for you. So, taking this envelope and holding it close, you know what flower to look for. It's in this garden. And you begin the pathway around the garden. And you begin to notice that it is a circular labyrinth taking you all the way around to the center. And as you're walking, you notice all of what is there. Now you're completely secure and comfortable, for the crystal helps that to be so for you, so that you are healthy, strong-minded, strong physically, all good, experiencing the garden in just the right way for you. And it is sort of interesting as you wind your way around, noticing all the different colors, all the different flowers, and keeping your eye out for that one particular flower that you've been requested to find and to spend a few moments with because it has particular importance for you. So you're looking and you're walking around and going deeper and deeper into the center of the garden. Occasionally, you'll stop because you see that wherever you are in the labyrinth, there's another path that takes you out to the edge, the outer edge of the labyrinth. And for just a moment, when you come up on one, let's take a few moments to go out that pathway, and it leads you out to the outer edge. And when you stand out there, when you reach the outer edge, you become completely aware of the immense panoramic view, for you are on top of Misty Mountain. And the day is beautifully clear. You've come through any mist there was, and it's sunshine all around. And yet, in a way that you can view easily and effortlessly, the breathtaking experience of being way up top. For all around you, there is beauty. There is this immense awesomeness of being connected to all of that. It's the life energy that's speaking to you from this natural occurrence on top of Misty Mountain. And the awesomeness of the view is just bringing you such relief, peacefulness, even more comfort. And you stand tall and strong, sovereign in your whole being. And as though you have sort of received the nectar of this Misty Mountain, you walk back down the path to where you were. several spirals in, and continue now walking the labyrinth path, because surely soon you're going to be seeing that particular flower of importance for you, and you round another curve, and you're coming closer and closer to the center of the garden. You have your crystal to help you if you need to find the there it is. You see it, and you make your way over to the flower of importance. And there's something very reverent about this. And in your solid sovereignness, you stand before this flower, and you just simply feel the magnetism of the flower that pulls you towards it. And it's as though, as you look down deep into the blossom, there's something more it's wanting you to know. And so with any or all of your senses, you're letting it come forward to you. And almost as though you get a moment of feeling as though you're just simply right down inside of the flower. The flower is just simply radiating to you what it wants you to know. The importance of this flower is becoming strongly available to you. It's almost like you're sitting down in the middle of the flower for a few moments, meditating on that importance it wants you to know. And you take the goodness of this all the way into you, deeply and completely and thoroughly. You're letting the flower communicate to you and let you know what is the importance about it for you. And just then, as you finally are beginning to grasp this, you're now outside, no longer inside the flower, you're looking at it. And there's some sort of love connection that you're feeling. And there's some other feeling that you're feeling as well. And if you need any help with this, your crystal is there to assist you. And then, feeling complete with the importance of this flower, you begin the last little spiral walkway into the very center of the garden. Taking the jewel that has been given you from the flower with you. Winding your way around, sort of in a mystical, sort of otherworldly type experience. And then as you come around the last corner, there you see in the center of the garden a beautiful chaise lounge where you know you're meant to stretch out on. And as you walk over to this lounge and you sit down, oh, there's something right there, and you reach around. It's a velvet box, and you hold it in your hand. And there's something more in there for you. And you just stretch out on the lounge chair. And you look up into the blue, blue sky, so unlimited, holding your little velvet box, knowing that you already had what a beautiful, particularly important message given to you by the flower. And from your walk, you are rejuvenating now and resting. And in just right timing, you'll know when it's yours to open your velvet box and see what else is there for you. Some sort of gift for you. Could be a message on a little piece of paper, or could be something else that's just meant again for you. And so as you stretch out and feel the beauty all around you, and know that the unlimited blue, blue sky above is also pulsating a kind of energy to you that's part of the awesomeness of all of this. You just let yourself soak it all up and take it in. And know that it's yours. And let it embrace you. Let it fuel you. Let it fill you up. Let it bring you just exactly that which has been needed for you today. The importance of the flower. The something in the little box, and what the flower, the feeling it gave you, and the other feeling that came in as well, it's all yours, for it's all a part of the goodness of the path that you're on. And so, a few more moments of resting and rejuvenating and taking in all the good, the positive, and the true of this experience. For even something more may come to you in this few moments of silence and stillness. That's simply just beautifully right for you for today. And so with all that has come for you today in this mystical, magical garden experience on top of Misty Mountain. Take in the goodness. Receive it, allow it, be embraced by it, and know this is part of your positive focusing that can only bring you positive results. And that is how your mind-body responds now. Your whole being responds positively. And though these images fade for now, the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce the beauty of this experience, the goodness of it at zero. We begin to come up and out now, bringing back that goodness, that positive, that true for you. In just the right way now, at one, with a deep cleansing breath and a release. to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. 3, feeling the peacefulness, the comfort, the gifts, the embrace of it all, feeling it all and bringing it back with you. 4, more alert and awake. And now 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.